Time is 9 minutes past the hour of eight. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. It's Marketing Mondays, and we're going to be talking about marketing for women and marketing to women. We know it's a very, very, it's quite a difficult thing to get exactly right, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I specifically thought we should discuss this topic in light of the fact that it has just been Women's Day, mm-hmm. and in light of the fact that they've now declared the whole Women's Month.
It's a Women's Month, absolutely right.
The whole Women's Month. So I think you've probably seen we are being inundated by marketing messages for Women's Day. Everyone was being sent. Men were being sent Happy Women's Day messages. Again, any occasion and marketers and brands mm-hmm. jump on the bandwagon.
I love how we were given a day and we took the whole month.
Don't you like? I see that's like women. We like that.
Now imagine if I'd said that. You see, we gave you a day and you took the month.
But do people even know why? I have to, let's actually start with this. Do people even know why we celebrate Women's Day?
No, I don't. Do you, Zanati?
Yes.
Why?
The women that marched to, is it the Union Building in 1950?
Yes. Yeah. Do you even know the year? Yes. So 20,000 women marched in 1956 to the Union Buildings in Pretoria to protest against the pass laws. And they sang a very interesting song. And the song, I don't think I can say it, it was, you strike a woman, you strike a rock.
Absolutely awesome.
You tried.
Was it terrible, Sanati?
No, it really wasn't.
You think I've got hope? I've got potential.
Sure, she's better than you.
And science says, welcome to the 30s, Dina.
Oh, you're the best. You're my favorite listener. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Barry S says, love
almost
the music.
Next year.
Big Fleetwood Mac, a fan. That's from Barry S. It is 8:11. We're going to be talking about women marketing to women just after this. Time is 8:13. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Joining me in studio for Marketing Mondays, Dina Diamond. All right, so Dina, I've always noticed that it's very easy to get this wrong. When Bic Pen, I think, came out with like a little pink pen for feminine hands.
I mean, seriously. Yeah, what a faux pas indeed.
Right.
Yeah, so the worst thing you can do with a woman when you're marketing to a woman is talk down to her or like single her out for being like weak, the weaker sex or more effeminate or something. So where brands do get it wrong, absolutely. And that Bic one went horribly, horribly wrong. You'll notice it's no longer available.
Right. Not that I had noticed that it was available. I wasn't the target.
And also, you can't just make something pink and assume it's going to sell to women. Oh. Women are actually very savvy purchasers. And not only that, but they are responsible for 80% of the purchasing power in a household.
Right. So you really want to talk to them on their level.
Absolutely. And if, I mean, even if women are not earning 80% of that income, the household income, which is actually the general factor of looking after the children and having to split the duties. So in the olden days, women were seen as the ones who stayed home and minded the children. These days, women are very much part of the workforce, and there's this whole push for gender equality and equal pay and all those wonderful things. But even though women will again make the generally it's actually a fact that women will not be responsible for the majority of the income, household income, they will still are responsible for the purchasing decisions of 80% of it.
Right.
So it is very, very important to, and also women also aren't stupid. They don't like being talked down to. They like the facts. Women look holistically at a product. Men look more at those single like features, where women are seen to look at more of the holistic features of an entire product. And where you can make an emotional connection that's not a forced connection, that does work better for women. But just so what's just whilst you're on those silly products that have been marketed to women, there was an ad by a sort of an alcohol called, it was called Solo Paré René, and it said the line was, beer is for men, but this is for you, girl. I mean, seriously.
Oh, my word. No, that's so rude.
Rude. Shocking.
What does it
say?
No. Beer is for men, but this is for you, girl.
Girl, yeah.
Take
control of your own alcohol. I mean, seriously.
I mean, like, the only way it could have been worse is they said, this is for you, chick.
Yeah. I mean, basically. Chick or babe.
I think babe would have been worse.
Babe would definitely have been worse.
Wow, that is so offensive.
No, so offensive. And then there was also one for, this is also overseas, it's in Europe. It was for a bread, called Bimbo. I mean, have you ever? Have you ever? And I don't know if it translated in whatever language, but it said, sorry men, it looks like you're going to have to stick to whole wheat. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, when you try and offend women, you are not going to
sell. There used to be a chain of fast food restaurants in South Africa called Bimbo's.
Yes. I don't think really people associate
it. No, I don't think so.
We're hoping. I mean, when you think of Wimpy, you don't really think of...
Of a wimp.
A wimp.
No, no, you definitely don't.
You know, you just think of this breakfast special. Anyway. And then what I really thought was quite an interesting one, and I don't know how this actually played out or how it worked, but in there was a financial institution called Laha Al Hilal, and it was they actually created the UAE's first centered credit card, and it said, "We women get more benefits than ever." I mean, I don't really know if I want my credit card to have a cent.
Yes, and what happens if you don't like the, well, you want it to have rands, not cents, but that's something completely different. But what happens if you don't like it? If you don't like the smell of it?
I don't know, maybe you could order it in a different scent, you know,
that
maybe
is so bizarre.
Laundry, lavender.
Wow.
Very, very
vanilla
bizarre.
Essence.
Exactly. But if we, I mean, if we bring it closer to home, you look at who has got it right. And, first for women. I mean, they have really created a product that speaks to women. Their ads are cute. They're catchy. They're non-offensive. They do stereotype.
They do, but they stereotype men, I think, which
yes.
it is.
And in, they actually and play on the other stereotype.
And not in a bad way. In I think quite a funny way. I like the ads.
Absolutely. And again, they're quirky and they make you laugh. They put a smile on your face. And I think they do, it does appeal to men and women. And again, an insurance product is a grudge to purchase.
Right.
But this really brings it to light and it makes it a bit more fun. And not only that, but statistically, women are safer and better drivers than men. So when you actually take out an insurance product and it is aimed at a woman, they do actually, women do get a discount because they are less of a statistical risk. I mean, if you go ask all the actuaries out there who've done the algorithms, who've done the calculations, women are less of a risk from an insurance point of view.
Right.
They're more even-tempered. They're not having road rage.
No, they're not. They're not doing most, that sort of thing.
I can't say all, but most of the time.
One of the things that that I've noticed over the years that has really been problematic in marketing for women is where you make a product pink and then charge people more.
Yes, so they've done that with razors even.
I think I was just going to say, I think it was it Bic razors?
Yes,
one of the razor
Bic razors. Exactly. Bic went on some really badly informed, clearly their marketing,
they need some work.
Research wasn't so done, doesn't so probably. So basically their razors were 20% higher. Because there was a premium of 20%. 20% because the razors weren't blue. And they were like, it was just first of all.
How did they expect to get away with that? Or were they just simply not thinking?
I think both. I think they didn't, I don't know if they, I think they did expect to get away with it. I think they did some research that said, oh, things will pink and pretty and we'll
so
do it.
Women will pay more.
But I must say, if I saw a razor and one was blue and one was pink, I actually would naturally take the pink one.
You would, but if you noticed the difference in, you probably wouldn't have noticed the price difference.
No, but it's cheeky and it's disrespectful to women.
Well, that's what it is, because you assume that the price is the same. You just take the pink one.
Absolutely. But if you find out later that the price actually is more expensive because it's pink and they just naturally assume that you would buy it.
Yeah, that's highly offensive.
It's very offensive. It assumes that women actually don't check the price and it assumes that women are dumb consumers. And that would make, not only does it not do a service to the brand, it does a disservice and you actually would think, okay, well, I'm actually never buying their product again because it has offended me.
I'd love your thoughts on this. 34519 or 0618951019. Have you ever felt targeted or disrespected in terms of marketing if you're a woman or if you're a man, if you've noticed this sort of thing? In fact, does the First for Women advert bother you? Maybe it does. The one thing that I have thought of during that First for Women advert is if it was the other way around, no one would ever get away with it. First of all, you wouldn't have an insurance company that only sold to men. I don't even think it would be.
It's not even a thing. No.
Yeah. So constitutionally, I think it's problematic, because of gender bias.
Exactly.
And then the advert, I mean, if it was a first for men and you had stereotypical things about women, I just wonder how long that would last on the air.
Yeah, well, they have been ads where they actually take the mickey out of men, and they've got men, like, you know, oh, my back sore.
Oh, yes, yes.
I don't know if you've seen those, which are actually, and again, you play.
It actually is laughing at gender stereotypes.
It does laugh at gender stereotypes, but also laughs at gender stereotype for men, like at the man flu and all of those wonderful symptoms that men get.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's like you see a guy sort of sitting on the couch. He's like, oh, I can't, honey, my back's so sore. I've got man flu. I've got all of these wonderful things.
Right.
And it actually also works in reverse. But you do have to be very careful because a brand can get it very wrong and be very offensive. And the second they sort of on that line, they can either offend or they can engage. But generally it's for humor purposes. And when you're looking at humor, often you can get away with it. But if it's being serious, like that pen and those razors, then you're really, really, really not doing so well.
I'm chatting to Dina Diamond. It is 8:22. I'm Howard Feldman. We'd love to hear from you. Cindy says, happy birthday, Dina. Love your sister, Cindy.
Aww.
Well, there we go.
Thank you, son.
Well, there you have it. Time is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. So what would you say, Dina, the golden rules are in marketing for women?
Well, I think as we've said, do not talk down to women. Do not think that just because you make something pink that it's going to sell, or you put Barbie on it, that is anything but that's just offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think when you're creating a product, you must always, no matter who you're actually targeting, first of all, you need to understand your consumer. You need to do target research. You can make it more of a product for a woman if you think it is more of a woman product, but you have to actually sell the benefits of the product. You have to sell why you're. You have to look at what we call the USPs, the unique selling points of the actual product. You need to price it correctly. You need to look at the basic P's of marketing. So your price, promotion, place, and your
and don't
product.
Get too caught up about the fact that you're marketing it to women, I guess.
Absolutely. First create a product that is worthwhile, that has value, and then you actually put it out.
Interesting.
Into the market.
Janine says, I check prices on everything, including that it goes through the till at the same price that it is on the shelf.
It is very impressive. I'm generally multitasking.
I know.
At the same
because
time.
You're busy answering a WhatsApp and telling a child, no, they can't have that.
That last 12 Kinder
exactly.
Joy, exactly.
As you walk through that area of death.
Yes, it is. Although there was, I had actually read that, and I think they have actually changed it, but they all, like the stores, when you're checking out, they've got those sort of snaking queues, and they always put the chocolates and basically the rubbish, as much sugar-filled candy as they can in those places. And they were actually saying that is actually becoming illegal because you are forcing people to buy that because they're standing in the queue. You're looking around, you're waiting. That's why those queues are so long. And it makes you actually purchase the rubbish. And generally, if you're the child, you've got zero chance of getting out there unscathed.
No, there's no chance. Kathy Kayla says, happy birthday, Dina.
Thank you.
And Christos says, women rules. Trust me, think about it. Love and respect them. And all right. That is from Christos. And because it's very easy to go very wrong.
Absolutely, yes. And then again, your brand can go totally off. But if you are creating a product specifically for women, I mean Dove, for example, Dove soap. Dove is not created just for women because we're hoping that all people clean themselves and shower and all those wonderful things.
Right.
But they've targeted women because women are the purchasers, again, have the purchasing power. And also the health and beauty sector is seen as belonging to women who have got more knowledge naturally on it. And what they've done is very clever, that they've actually got an emotional connection to it where people see it as a natural product and where they've actually said basically everyone's beautiful and you don't differentiate. So they've gone above the brand. They actually have elevated it. They've elevated it to, I mean, a soap literally is a soap. But they've made it seem so like a wonderful thing where it actually nurtures your family and you're doing a good thing, where they've created that connection and women have seen the value of the product, number one, and then they've actually seen the whole story and there's an affinity to it. So that creates what we call brand loyalty. So, from that point of view, women definitely have built it. And just to end off, I would say that the hand that rules the cradle rules the world.
And that's absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more, Dina Diamond. Thank you as well. And thank you for coming in on your birthday.
Ah, oh, only my pleasure.
You know, your 30th birthday does not come around every year.
Almost.
Okay. All right. So maybe with you it does come around.
Once or twice.
Once or twice. It does come around every year. But that's something completely different, Dina Diamond. Wishing you a year of joy, bracha, and only good things.
Thank you.